Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Let's go ahead and get back into football and bring in one of our state championship game coaches and Lathrop's coach Chris Holton. Coach, you slayed the dragon last week. You got Lamar done. So there's not going to be an eighth straight championship there. Fantastic game by your team. This week you've got a Blair Oaks team that is humming on all cylinders. We've got a quarterback who's thrown 46 touchdowns and no interceptions. How do you come off of that challenge of Lamar going into Blair Oaks?
Well, you just put the tape in and you build your game plan and you know, you come up with your next one. And we like our game plan. We think it's solid. And, you know, he's a good football player, but, you know, we're pretty dang athletic on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, our intentions are to make them run the football. So, you know, we're going to invite them to do that by our alignment. And then on offense, we're going to just kind of be who we are and not hide it. And we're going to run the ball and we're going to try to control the clock and see where it ends up at the end of the ball game.
Coach, when you look at their offense and you look at their passing game, how do you perceive their pass protection compared to your guys and the pressure you can put on them?
Well, and that'll be key. I think the biggest thing is you got to take him off his first read. If you watch the tape, and we got 9 games, so we've got a pretty good feel for it. You know, they love to throw the ball over the top. You know, and most people keep saying RPO offense. It's not really. It's more just a play action pass. And so many teams that they played, man, they just caught peeking, you know, and they only get a couple steps on the D-back, but with this quarterback, that's all you need. So, and it all pretty well funnels through the main wide receiver. Their main wide receiver, number 80, his name, I can't think of it right now, off the top of my head. He's got 1,600 of those 3,000 yards just on himself. So you can bet your butt that we're not going to let that kid run around open on us. We're going to make him throw it to somebody else.
Well, your defense, I think, is one of those things in my mind that's been kind of underrated all season. You just have really been physical and tough and shut down really good offenses, and you've seen a lot of different offenses. Do you think that helps as you go into this game?
Oh, I think so. You know, our defense, you know, last week was our high water mark, and, you know, it's kind of stung the coaches giving up that last drive, you know, to Lamar after we got the 2-touchdown score. You know, but on the season, I think we're at like 7.6 or 7.8 points a game that we give up. So you're talking one score. So, you know, I know that they're a high-flying attack, but a lot of their points came, you know, they didn't sub, you know, and we watch these games and they're still throwing fade routes and stuff in the third, fourth quarter when they're up by 50, you know. So we have no intentions of allowing them just to sit back there and throw the football. So we will either pressure or we're definitely going to double their main guy. And then take him off his read. I think if we take him off his read, make him pat that football a little bit, you know, anybody who's watched us play this year know that we'll get after the quarterback. So we're not going to be afraid to put a shot on him for sure.
Coach, I think from an outsider looking at you guys, I think the big advantage that you have going into this game is the fact that you've been through that KCI schedule and you played a great schedule in the conference. You played Hogan Prep out of the conference. You guys are ready for a game like this.
Oh, I think so. And our kids aren't intimidated, I can tell you that. You know, if you go out and, you know, read all the message boards and all the punts and everything, nobody says we have a shot. Hey, that's fine. You know, we talk about it all the time. We don't care. You know, we're going to be who we are, and we're going to do what we do. And our kids will not be intimidated when we step on that football field. You know, anybody would have stepped on the field last week against a team like Lamar that's got all those 300-pounders running around. You know, now we're going to play a team that's just like us. They've got a couple of kids over 200 pounds around the field, but for the most part, you know, they're that 160 to 180 pound type kid that can run, and that's who we are. So we're not going to be intimidated. You know, we're going to line up and we're going to run the ball, and on defense, we're going to get after you.
Offensively, when I talked with Coach LePage, he was concerned about your speed, and he said that's something he's worried about with his defense. Is that you feel like that's a strength for you?
It's been a strength of ours all season. You know, we're not real big, but, you know, like some people have commented too, you know, our big guys are, you know, 210, 215 pounds, but we don't have a bunch of soft bellies. You know, this is the fourth year these guys have been in the weight program with us and everything. You know, our kids can run. And biggest strength that we've had is even when we were undersized like last week against, you know, Lamar, we controlled that line of scrimmage. You know, they had one counter play, I think, that went for about 20. And that was really about the only thing they had that ever spit for distance. We do a really good job of running to the football. And it's just like those college teams that get those bowl games, get those extra practices. You know, teams like Lamar, Maryville, et cetera, you know, these years and years where you get to play those extra football games, those practices matter, because all of a sudden we're having kids that are able to contribute, you know, that we couldn't have done that 6-7 weeks ago with some of these guys. That, you know, all those extra practices and being in these wars, it really helps with your depth of your football team.
Coach, big punt block last week. I know you'd like to do the same kind of thing this week, but, you know, all season your special teams have played great. Talk to us a little bit about how you guys can win the kicking game against Blair Oaks.
Well, you know, last week we didn't ask JB to kick touchbacks last week because we didn't have the Hardman kid to catch it on, like, you know, the 1 yard line or 2 yard line and get going. So we kind of pooched everything on the kickoff. So we don't feel like we're in that kind of danger this week. So we'll ask JB to put it in the end zone, which will put them starting on their 20. Obviously, our return game, most teams have not kicked to us with regularity. So it'll be interesting to see if they do that. But, you know, we've blocked several kicks and they don't really punt from a traditional set. If they're in the regular punt formation, they just don't have that gifted long snapper, you know, that really zips it back there. So he sits back there at a distance, and it's kind of a slow snap. So they prefer to punt out of just their regular offense, which means it's only about a 7 yard, you know, snap and kick. So we're definitely going to put pressure on that side and see if that quarterback can, you know, kick the football if he's got people coming at him. So our intentions are we're going to go after kicks again this week, and that's just a really good way to turn momentum, and it definitely changed the game for us last Saturday.
Well, one thing I love about Class 1, Class 2, and Class 3 football is, for the most part, it's a one school, one town type of atmosphere, and everybody comes. How many buses are coming out of Lathrop on Friday?
I know there's going to be several. You know, I know that we sold out our allotted tickets, you know, that they sent to the high school in the first day, and, you know, it's new for this community. But, you know, anybody that was at the game on Saturday, I mean, there was just tons of folks here. You know, I mean, there was people everywhere. And I anticipate that we'll have a really, really good crowd down there tomorrow. And I'm sure Blair Oaks will, you know, being so close to the stadium as well. But, you know, it's great that, you know, our community is getting to, you know, go through this right now and experience this. And, you know, my biggest thing is I'm trying to explain to folks is, you know, I don't plan on this being a once every 30 years process. That's not why I do this. So my intentions are we've learning from this, and we're going to get back there sooner than later.
Well, I know the location is different from when you were with Maryville, but how much of that preparation and just knowing how to put the week together to get ready for this thing were you able to rely on?
Oh, a lot. You know, when we got it going at Maryville, about the eighth or ninth week of each year, I would hand out a schedule that took the kids all the way through the state championship. And, you know, we talked about being mature enough to handle that. Because, you know, there's a lot of maturity handing a kid a piece of paper that says we're going to play in the state championship and these are all the practices and this is what we're going to do. So I've never done that until this year with our kids. And I just had that sense that we could get to this point. So we handed it out about week 9, and you can kind of see kids kind of looking around like, what's Coach talking about, you know. But so they've had our schedule to get to this game for a long time, and then I dusted off our old itineraries because I'm a cross the T, dot the I kind of guy. So we've had a, you know, a pre-state championship itinerary that started on Sunday. So our kids know exactly what we're doing here, and so do our coaches for sure.
Well, Coach, this is our favorite time of the year. We get to openly root, and I'm looking forward to broadcasting the game and seeing you guys play on Friday. And good luck, and go get a state championship.
Well, we appreciate that for sure. And we don't have intentions of anything else. You know, I've been on both sides of this thing. You know, we got beat 10-7 in 08, and it was awful. And then, of course, come back the next year and got it. So I know which bus ride I definitely prefer on the way home. So we're hoping for the best.
All right, Coach, good luck. We appreciate you taking time with us.
You bet, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. That is Lathrop coach Chris Holt. He's got the first game of the weekend in Columbia. We come back, we'll talk with Fort Osage coach Brock Bolt. He's got the last game of the weekend in Columbia. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.